Hi, I'm Oliver.
And I'm Lockie.
Today we're going to be talking about the Tangawai Railway Disaster.
The Tangawai Railway Disaster occurred on the 24th of the 12th, 1953, at 10:21 on Christmas Eve.
Which was the specific time the train plunged into the river as the bridge collapsed under the sheer weight.
But why did the bridge collapse so easily?
Well, the bridge collapsed due to Mount Ruapehu having a small burst of water from a lahar near the top of the mountain, creating a kind of tsunami flowing down the mountain into rivers and streams.
Also flowing into the Tangawai River.
The tsunami-like wave was made up of ice, rock, mud, and trees as it picked up large quantities of debris sitting on the side of the river.
So it ran under the concrete pillars and over the bridge, making it so when the train crossed, it was damaged greatly?
Making the train plunge into the stream, but due to quick thinking of the train driver, he pulled the emergency brake, saving many more lives and stopping more carriages from being destroyed.
The driver, Charles Parker, was regarded as a hero for slowing the train down. Charles was the reason 107 people's lives were saved from the strong river current.
Even though 151 people lost their lives out of the 258 on board, the train threw out ages of passengers, which ranged from toddlers to elders,
making this the biggest railway disaster in New Zealand.
Even though this tragedy was drastic, it transformed New Zealand railway safety forever,
adding extra safety features of railways all across New Zealand and throughout the world.
If a waterway burst up on Mount Ruapehu back in the 1953s, the alert wouldn't get to too many people who would know how to send emergency signals to trains, cars and people.
But how can we prevent this from happening again?
Well, for starters, we can make bridges sturdier and safer of the rivers and ditches these trains cross using materials like concrete and steel reinforcements and keeping them up to safety regulations.
Sounds great, but what if people can't tell if a railway has been flooded or damaged?
Sensors and cameras can be installed to monitor water levels and strength of bridges.
Who would be in charge of these instruments, like adding sensors or cameras?
Mostly the government of New Zealand or other companies who would have to sort private railways out.
So they were very unlucky and in the wrong place at the wrong time.
True, but there was human and machine error.
So unluckily the train was destroyed, but could have had a chance of prevention if it were present now.
Yes, and to sum up all that we have stated, the cause was a lahar of water up on Mount Ruapehu, which crashed down the river, weakening the structure of the bridge, covering it with water, and as the train crossed, it was pulled over into the river, causing the biggest railway disaster New Zealand has ever had to occur.
So that's a summary of everything we have, and goodbye.
And to finish it off well, I guess, here are some of the bloopers whilst recording this.
Well, the bridge collapsed due to Mount Ruapehu having a burst of water from a lahar near the top of the mountain, creating a kind of tsunami throughout the area. The tsunami-like wave was made up of rock, ice, and mud, and trees, as it picked up large quantities of debris sitting on the side of the river.
Soon running into the concrete pillars and over the bridge, making so when the train crossed it, damaged it.
What?
Thank you.